BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We're not on this week, we're back next week, but here's some good bits from yesteryear.
One! Chris Stark, is your plan B? Oh, why are we playing this?
I thought it had to be done.
Such a cliche.
No, it's not, it's brilliant.
So, some pilots got in touch with me a while back. Now, I don't know if you knew this, but every time you get on a plane, there's always three people flying it. Seems a bit excessive, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's only a plane.
Or it's when it's with, especially with these big planes, I believe. I believe it's the big Boeing ones that they have, you know, for like the long haul flights.
Right. So there's always three of them. Is that in case, like in the films, one of them falls ill?
Can anybody fly a plane?
No, it's not that. I think it's so that, well, if they're working for like 14 hours or something, they can have a little nap.
While flying?
Well, no, because two of them are flying, one of them's napping.
And where are they napping? Are they napping next to them?
I did ask this, actually.
Are they dribbling on them?
No, there's a small little bit at the back and they just lie down there. It's very
pleasant. They get a bed?
It's a small bed, yeah.
I'm learning more and more all the time. Anyway, so after 1:30, you can hear what happened when Chris stepped in for one of the pilots, one of the three pilots that couldn't make it.
Yes.
This is like your dream plan B, right?
It was incredible. And I have to say, I did watch Top Gun the night before.
Which you'd never seen before.
Which I'd never seen before. For
call
tips.
Yourself a lad.
All right.
Tell me you didn't take sunglasses.
Of course
you?
I did.
Oh, no.
Of course I did.
He's and a British Airways staff.
I know. I'm very excited to share this, actually, because I thought I did quite well.
Did you actually fly it? All right, don't tell me.
I'm not. No.
Okay, I want to find all this out, because I've not actually seen or heard this. There is a video, of course, which I suggest you watch. Does it, in the simulator, does it look like you're flying an actual plane?
Everything about it is like, from what I understand, these pilots go and train in that, and then they go straight from that simulator and go straight into a Boeing with passengers. It's exactly the same.
So they do the simulator, then the next thing they do, obviously not straight away.
They do loads of time in the simulator, and then they're in one of the big planes with passengers.
Whoa.
The only difference between the simulator and the other, well, apart from the fact it's not going to Barbados or anything, is the fact there's no passengers in there.
Probably best.
But apart from that, the cockpit is exactly the same. The view is it looks like you're looking out of a plane.
And all the controls are exactly the
same. Exactly the same.
That would really scare me.
Yeah.
Because I've seen them before. Like, you know, when they open the door sometimes, like, oh, that looks a bit complicated.
It feels real. Yeah, it's exactly that. When you get a sneaky look in through the door, it's exactly the same.
It's like when people see the controls at Ready One and they all go, oh, that looks a bit like a plane. That looks complicated. And I always say, to be honest, I don't know what half of them do.
Yeah.
I can turn my microphone on and play songs. I don't know what half of these do. What does that do? Hello? All right.
But I think these pilots do actually know what all the buttons are.
Well, all of them, though, really?
I actually do.
There's a lot. There's hundreds.
There is a lot. And this is where I needed to step in.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hannah's been on saying, I cannot miss this. This is going to be a good one. Jack in Suffolk says, revision break to watch Chris crash a plane.
No, that's not fair.
So what happened, you know, now and again, I ask if you need Chris here to help you out with anything. You need a last minute replacement. Well, this lot needed someone last minute to fly a 747 simulator. And so you went along. They're two pilots, right?
Yeah, because it's like their training thing, you know. What they need is they need three people in the cabin at all times so that on these long haul flights, one of them can have a sleep.
Okay.
So I was like filling in as third man on this training simulator.
Would you like a bit of Top Gun again?
I'd love another blast of it, please. Right. Yeah.
Yes. So you Maverick or what? Oh, we're here or this?
Yeah.
Okay, so watch the video now on the Ready One website. You'll want to see this. So here's Chris. Meeting the crew.
I've been sent to Heathrow Airport to the BA Flight Training Centre for a plan B today. This is Ed, this is Vic. Do you want to explain why I'm here?
On long haul flights, we have three pilots, and today that's what we're training for, so we were hoping that you'd join us.
Okay, cool. So am I going to be serving drinks or doing the announcements, or like what exactly am I going to be doing?
Well, we thought with your background in radio, you could do some announcements, but really we want you in the seat and having a fly as well.
Right. So I was hoping for this. So I watched Top Gun last night and I've got these shades.
Oh, no.
Which I think...
Maybe not inside, no.
What's your name's going to be?
Oh,
like,
I don't know.
Like, you know, like Top Gun name?
Well, normally it's just Senior First Officer, but...
And yours?
Can you come up with something better? Yeah, I'm just Edward Garner, but...
I want to be known as Beaver.
They fly every day.
I know.
But like, this is their job. It's not a film.
It felt right to me that you should have a proper name. A Top Gun name.
Okay, right, let's just go back. The look on their faces is priceless.
I want to be known as Beaver.
Okay. Okay, here we go.
For this flight, yeah.
We might be able to work with that.
We could work with that. Yeah.
Who do you want to be?
Well, I don't think Maverick would fit on there, so...
But if your boss wasn't watching, what's...
Definitely Maverick.
Maverick, and you can be Goose.
Thanks.
And I'm Beaver. Let's go.
Oh, my.
So this is it.
And you can be Goose. Thanks.
Well, okay. They were great because they're obviously proper pilots.
Yes, they are. They look the part. They do work for that rather large company.
Yeah.
Mark in Scotland says, just spilt my beer. I like you having a beer already. That's all right. It's 2:15. Spilt my beer laughing at the thought of Chris flying a plane.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay, so now you're going to the simulator.
Yes.
So, and you're... Are you flying this?
Well, yeah, this is the point. You're going to walk in. The cockpit is going to be right in front of you and it's all going to look very real. It's going to look exactly like a normal cockpit.
So you can even see... They base it on Heathrow. So when you're in the plane ready to take off, you can even see the terminal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you can even see the motorway with cars running along the side. It's that real.
So exactly like on a plane.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then I'm going to fly this bad boy.
Okay, let's watch this video now. Good luck, everybody. Oh, God. Oh, no.
Do you know what all of these do?
All the buttons, yes, all of them. Okay. I need to know what they all do.
Did you just ask him what they... Does he know what they do?
Yeah, well, it's worth checking. I'm interested in
that. He does this every day.
I know.
Do you know what all of these do?
All the buttons, yes, all of them.
I need to know what they all do. So how do we start this, then?
How we start it? Well, luckily, we've got the engines running. So all we need you to do, essentially, is give us some throttle.
Do you know where we're going?
It's an important question, that.
It looks so good.
Yeah.
But I would be really scared.
Do you see what I mean? If you're watching online at the moment, you'll see that it looks exactly like you're at an airport.
But does he know where we're
going? You can see out the window. And...
Do you know where we're going?
That way.
That way?
Yeah. Down the runway is a good start.
Yeah. Has everyone turned their mobiles off? Because we all know how important that is. Mobiles off, everyone.
Yeah.
Very important.
Right.
Feel that. I actually feel a bit scared.
Not as scared as I feel with you in that seat.
Cabin crew ready for cross-check.
That's impressive. Did they tell you to say that?
They didn't. No, they didn't. I just thought it sounded right. I was just trying to fill the role.
Cross-check. That's right, though. That's what they...
I'm not sure
they say that. Not the pilot doesn't say cross-check. I don't know.
I just thought I should say it.
Good skills, though.
Turn your phones off, of course.
Yes, of course. That's very important.
Yep.
Because one small phone could bring down the whole of the aircraft. Yep. Incredible, complicated system,
yep.
Couldn't
yep.
it?
Yep, yep,
so you so must phones turn off. Them off. Phones off, everybody. Because they make a big difference. It's just a personal bugbear of mine. And, okay, so you're about to fly.
Yes. So I'm going to take off.
You're using the throttle now.
Right. With your left hand there, Chris.
Oh, no!
Oh, God. Oh, God, this is happening.
You're taking off.
3, 2, 1, pull back. This is ridiculous. Whoa!
You're in the air.
The gear's going up. Slow down. Slow down a bit.
I'm not sure they can slow down on takeoff.
No, it was just suddenly things started to move very quickly.
Yeah.
Head. I think I feel sick.
And he's in the air. That's incredible.
And then
I'm quite jealous.
Something. Yeah, it was one of the coolest things I've done. I took off and then I was up there.
My irrational fear of flying is no longer irrational. That's from Mark.
Do you know what? This should make people feel a lot better. You know where they say takeoff's the most difficult bit and landing?
Mm. Mm.
Do you know what? I just took off.
Yeah, you
and
did.
And it's me. But... Do you know what I mean? So that must give people a lot of confidence in the pilots.
There's a reason that pilots get paid quite a lot, I think.
Yeah.
I think you're making light of it. And pilots all over the land will be annoyed. Okay, so let's go to the next bit. Looking quite comfortable now, Chris. Are you singing Take My Breath Away?
Yeah, I am, yeah, yeah. It was quite nice at that point. Brilliant.
Nice.
Yeah.
This is a lovely flight so far. Right, if you bring us around to the left. Left. This is quite cool, but it's still lacking the sort of Top Gun thing.
The Top Gun thing?
Can I don shades? Is there a way to turn this day?
You want to put your shades on, but it's nighttime and you're flying at night.
But I wanted to wear my shades.
So you've asked him, can you turn it into daytime? Mm. I'm sure they could do that, right?
Turn this day?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you just click your fingers, then it'll go daytime. Just try it. This is the coolest thing ever.
What, so you click your fingers and it turns to day?
Yeah, I think there was someone at the back who presses a little switch at that point and the whole thing turns to day. But yeah, it's that cool. They can change things just like that.
So now it's daytime in the cabin. You're flying it.
Are you donning shades or is it just me?
Just you, I think.
Okay, right, so we take the autopilot out.
Okay, you're flying all now.
So now you're coming into land.
Oh. Looking very nice. It's very good.
Coming into land on the runway.
50 above.
Look, professional.
Oh, I can see the runway.
Decide.
Decide? What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Don't know.
You're literally feet away from the runway. When someone says decide, yeah. I would panic.
What's the question?
Yeah, decide what?
Decide? What does that mean?
50. All back. Now.
30. All back. 20. Oh. 10.
Oh! Perfect.
And he's on the ground. You landed it.
I know. Landed it. Like a pro.
Were you and the pilot holding hands at the
end? No. We just had both our hands on the throttle. That's not one.
If you're watching this on the website, you'll want to. Like, they are holding hands.
20. 10.
Watch the next bit.
We're not.
There we are.
No, we're not holding hands.
Perfect.
Now, he's helping you there a little bit, isn't he? Because he's got his hand on top of yours.
No, he hasn't got his hand on top of mine. He's got his hand next to mine. It just looks like it might be on top of mine. Yeah. It's not. And he's just pulling up.
Pull up. Okay. And so it's done.
I think I've done a good job. I think it's tricky for them because they're obviously watching, fearing that there's going to be another person taking their jobs. You know? It's real potential. I mean, I've been doing this for 10 minutes. I've already landed it, which is good. I don't mean to show you guys up or anything, but if I can do it, then...
Smart.
Dead easy.
Yeah.
Should we give him a cloud base? Let's do that.
Give me a what?
So you were like, yeah, I could take your job. And then they can turn on the clouds, can they?
They can change all the conditions. So instead of a nice sunny day or a nice clear night, it can go really cloudy.
So now you have to land in clouds.
Yeah.
They just turn them on.
Yeah.
Not as smug now.
This doesn't feel
back
right.
Back again.
Oh. Where's the actual airport?
Oh. Okay, hit pause.
Right, so they've paused it, which you couldn't do on a real plane.
No.
So can you not see the airport?
I couldn't see it. There was just clouds everywhere. I was trying to use my judgment, use the maps and things like that in front of me.
Okay, we've got the sim paused. Vic, can you turn the clouds off, please?
Turn them off. Boom.
There we are. So where are we meant to be? The airport is out on the right there, down to the right there. Oh, God, we're nowhere near.
All right, okay, so with the clouds on, nowhere near the actual
airport
at all.
I thought we were right above it. No, we're quite a way out to the left, actually, and quite low.
Is that the right airport?
That's Heathrow, yeah. I'm sorry.
We missed it.
Sorry.
It was an error.
Sorry, I'm a mile away.
I'm sorry.
We missed it. Sorry.
Yeah, I missed it by literally a mile.
Mm.
Yeah. Do you still want my job now, Chris? Oh, well, no. I mean, I've obviously gone a little bit wrong there, but it's teamwork, isn't it?
So it's all teamwork.
We're both to blame.
We're both to blame. So you're blaming him as well?
Well, it's meant to be a team thing, isn't it? That's why I'm there.
Well, you were holding hands.
We're all training together.
Right. So Chris is being a pilot. You've got one last chance to land the plane.
Yeah.
And it's nighttime again now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, watch this video.
Right, so this is your last chance to get it.
Is it?
Yeah, last go.
We're going to do the landing.
We're going to do the landing. So drift slightly to the right.
Side.
A little to the left.
To the right.
Just a little bit. Pull back a tiny bit.
100.
Yeah, that's good. So we're not flowing yet.
50.
Going down.
Going down? It's going down.
30.
Oh, he's about to land 20. The plane at night.
10.
Oh my word!
That was a bumpy one.
I wouldn't have clapped. Right, can we like let's go for that landing again. Look how the camera shakes, and that's how much impact there was.
20. 10.
Oh, That was horrible. That was horrible. Oh. Oh my word.
How do you think you did on the landing there? Bumpy.
Well, I got it down.
If that was one of the airlines, it'd be... Actually, no, it'd be...
Do they do that noise when it doesn't go well?
It's a really bad landing. I don't know.
How does that feel so real? Yeah, bring it to a halt.
Stop the plane now.
Sort of bounced around a little bit there. Would that get a round of applause, would you say? Probably some boos, if I'm honest.
Boos?
Jeez. I hope I've been a good flight partner for you.
Not too bad, yeah. Should we give him a job?
Yeah, why not?
Yes. That's right.
They've not been in touch since, have they?
No, they haven't. But, the offer's there.
Yeah. Well, the offer was there when they were there with you, but not so much now.
Yeah. It.
Okay, well done, though. I mean, you did land it at night. It was awful, but you did do it.
That's the point. I landed that plane.
Josh from Sheffield says, did you just say Chris had to fly a plane because the pilot jumped out? No, they dropped out of the training, so he had to go to replace them.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you're not doing the announcements now.
Yeah, right. This is, so...
You pick up a little phone and speak to the passengers.
Well, during the flight, I thought it was important to do some announcements.
Do you want to do this or me? You've got the sunglasses on, it's all yours. Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen, it's Captain Beaver. Just thought we'd talk about some of the things that you can see as we fly over sunny London.
It's night time.
Oh, yeah.
To your right should be the O2, but I can't see it. Bear with me a sec, I'll find out where we're going and we'll get back to you. Have a lovely flight. Out. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. The voice of reassurance there. Hang on a sec, I'll just find out where we are.
It's quite difficult to know. Actually, you think those announcements are quite easy that they do. It's quite a skill.
You have to be quite calm, don't you?
Yeah.
And you kind of need to, when you're saying we're going over this and that, maybe
you need to know.
Work out before.
When you're on the PA, you just come across very kind of reassuring and calm and all the rest of it, and make sure you know what you're going to say before
you
say
it again.
Go and have another go.
Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. It was want to reassure you I do know what I'm doing. Right now we're flying near to London, where you will see out of either the left or the right hand side Buckingham Palace.
What?
Regent's Park. The O2.
You make it
the
up.
London Eye.
Well, there it is. Can we make it daylight?
Yeah, you see, it's like the...
Oh, they made it daylight again.
Mm.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, you see, it's like the beginning of EastEnders.
It is, isn't it?
It does look like that out of the plane, doesn't it?
I was doing this on the PA thing.
To the passengers?
Yeah.
But there weren't any, thank God.
But there weren't, but yeah.
Love you, bye.
But did you love you, bye? Did you do that again as you put the phone down?
Love you, bye.
I taught him well. Well, that's incredible.
So these were good times. Thank you.
You did well. Really good. I'm kind of glad that you're not a pilot and it was just a simulator, but really, really
good.
But
I think as a plan B, I really stepped in there.
You did. And I think they were quite impressed with you, actually. So well done. Thanks, Chris. Really good.
No worries.
Really, really good. So if you want Chris to come along and be your emergency plan B, get in touch. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Preferably nothing involves going up in the air or speed ever again.
Yeah.
Andy from Yeovil says he did a better job than you. He flew an Airbus 320. Oh, then it went wrong. Sorry. He didn't do better than you at all.
No.
He says he did. He didn't. Chris reminds me of when we were coming back from Munich from a school trip and the voiceover said we were heading to Heathrow by accident instead of Manchester. Sometimes they must just forget, you know, they fly a lot.
Mm.
Enjoyed Chris flying the plane, but not going to lie, wouldn't trust him to fly a real one. That's from Amy.
Well, surely that's the next step.
No, it's not. Ever. Really, not everyone's going, no.
Series 3 is finally here, and we're obsessed with killing Eve.
Haven't you heard?
Eve. She's back.
Join me, Naomi, and me, Zing, as we analyse every episode and obsess over every single detail.
We'll be serving hot takes, hotter gossip, and all the thrills, spills, and sexy kills.
Served with so much affection and adoration, you're gonna love it.
and we'll be joined by cast members, special guests, and celebrity fans.
Obsessed with Killing Eve.
Download and subscribe now on BBC Sounds.